讲义哈，就垫在这个尼希米奇讲义的后面。
Our study guide is right behind the study guide for Book of Nehemiah.
所以罗马书是有讲义的，在尼希米记这个讲义的后面。
So there's a study guide for Book of Romans is right behind Book of Nehemiah.
好。罗马书的主题就是因信称义。
The theme of Book of Romans is be justified by faith.
我们需要被称义。
We need to be justified.
因为我们在神的面前有罪。
Because we all have sins before God.
因为罪使我们跟神的关系切断。
Sin has caused our relationship to break.
那不只是罪的结果会死，而且在没有死来到以前，我们会失去神很多宝贵的恩典。
The wage of sin is death. Before death arrives, we will be losing much precious grace from God.
如果被称义了，第一个死就被拿掉。
However, if we're justified, then first of all, the death will be taken away from us.
所以灵里面称义以后就是得到永生。
So in the spirit, once we are justified, we have gained eternal life.
肉体称义以后，我们死叫做睡了，还会再复活。
Once our body is justified, when we die, it's called sleeping because we will resurrect again.
那称义以后，我们得儿子的名分，所以圣经诸般的神的应许都会在我们生活中，能够应实现。
After justification, we will have the sonship of God, so the grace of God will be in our lives.
所以没有一个恩典比称义是更大的，更大的。
There's no other grace that's greater than being justified by faith.
那为着要提到救赎，我们先要提到人有罪。
When it comes to redemption, we first have to understand that men all have sins.
在加拉太书第三章。
In Book of Galatians chapter 3.
我们看加拉太书第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter
3. 22节。
Verse 22, but the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
这里讲圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
The scripture has confined all under sin.
如果我们不看圣经，
if we don't read the Bible,
很多人就觉得我没有罪。
Many people might think that they are sinless.
没有罪也可以讲对了。
You can say yes, they don't have sins.
因为我们用不同的标准。
It's because we use different standards.
用社会的法律。
You may use a lot of the society.
用社会的文化。
Or the culture of the society.
我们跟大家一样，我有什么罪？
If I'm like everybody else, what kind of sin would I have?
但是圣经说我们有罪也是对的。
But the Bible says we are sinners, and that's true.
因为圣经的标准就是神的标准。
Because the standard of the Bible is God's standard.
所以这里讲圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
Here it says the scripture has confined all under sin.
好，那圣经对罪的定义是什么？
What is the definition of sin according to the scripture?
来，我们找找看，圣经对罪的定义是什么？
And let's take a look, what is the Bible's definition of sin?
第一个定义在约翰一书。
The first definition is in 1 John.
好，我们来找找看，罪是什么？
What is sin?
约翰一书第几章？约翰一书第三章。
Chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章，第四节。
Verse 4.
Yeah, 请读。
Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
罪就是违背律法。那律法最简单就是十诫。
The simplest term of a law is the Ten Commandments.
所以违反十诫就是罪。
So those who go against the Ten Commandments have sinned.
有一个弟兄NYTS 很认真祷告。
There's a brother at NYTS, he prayed very fervently.
那圣灵感动他说要来见证。
The Holy Spirit has moved him to want to testify.
这是我第一次听的，他见证就是见证他所犯的罪。
And this is the first testimony I've heard from him, and his testimony is about the sins that he have committed.
因为罪越大，赦罪，那就是恩典越多。
Because the more sins one's commit, the more grace it is to forgive that, those sins.
结果他的见证就是从十诫第一条讲到第四条。
So his testimony composed of the Ten Commandments from the first to the last.
所以他的结论就是他在讲他自己，每一条都犯，天天都犯罪。
So his conclusion is that he has committed all the Ten Commandments, and he's sinning daily.
我们有没有这样感觉？
Do we all feel the same?
每一条你仔细想哦。
If you think about it carefully, every single commandment
就是罪。
If committing sin is committing lawlessness.
所以圣经把人圈在罪里，这是事实。
So it is true that the scripture has confined all under sin.
那这个不是十诫不好。
It is not that the Ten Commandments are not good.
我们今天的问题不是我遵守十诫，我问题一大堆，不是这样。
The problem we have today is not that we follow the Ten Commandments and therefore we have sinned a lot.
我们今天社会一大堆问题是把十条诫命当作十条建议。
The problem of society is that we treat the Ten Commandments as ten suggestions.
那建议跟诫命有什么不同？
What's the difference between commandments and suggestions?
建议是给你做参考。
Recommendation is for you to think about.
你喜欢的你就采用，你不喜欢的不方便你就不要。
You can adapt whatever you like, and if you don't like it, don't do it.
那这个诫命是含有权柄的命令。
But commandment is the instruction that comes with power.
那神是完全的，所以他的诫命是完全的。
God is perfect, and therefore his commandments are perfect.
那神是爱，所以他的诫命是为着我们的好处。
God is love, and so his commandments is for our benefit.
所以我们没有遵守十诫，谁吃亏？神还是神啊，他的荣耀，他的能力没有改变。
Who will be at a disadvantage for not following the Ten Commandments when God is perfect and His love never changed?
我没有遵守神的诫命，就是没有活在神的爱里面，吃亏是我们自己。
If we don't follow the commandments of God, we don't live in the love of God, then we are the one that's at a disadvantage.
所以罪的第一个定义就是违背律法。
So the first definition of sin is lawlessness.
就违背神的律法。
That is, we are against the law of God.
好，我们再来看第二个定义。
Let's look at the second definition.
雅各书第四章。
Book of James, chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James, chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
雅各书第四章十六节。
James, chapter 4, verse 16. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
Okay. 这里说你们张狂夸口。这样的夸口都是恶的，这个恶就是罪嘛。
So this evil is sin.
我们大家都了解，张狂夸口是不好的，是罪。
We all know that it's not good to boast in arrogance, and this is evil.
但是我们都不会觉得我是张狂夸口。
But we all don't think that we boast in arrogance.
但是如果我们从十三节一直读到十五节
，But if you read from verse 13 to 15,
他在讲什么？
What is this talking about here?
一个生意人很会计划。
There is a businessman that's very good at planning.
他要到哪一个城去住一年做买卖得利。
He wants to go to a certain city to spend a year there to buy and sell.
我们大家都有计划，计划有什么不好？
We all make plans. What's wrong with making plans?
但是这个生意人他这样计划在神看起来是张狂夸口。
For a businessman like him that makes plans, in the eyes of God, he's boasting in arrogance.
到底他错在哪里？
So where did he go wrong?
十四节。
Verse 14. Whereas you do not know that what will happen tomorrow, what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
十五节。
15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
Okay.所以计划要加上有一个很重要的条件。
So planning needs to come with another important condition.
就是承认神在我生命中，他有主权来掌控。
And that is to admit that God has sovereign authority over your life and He's in control.
所以在下面他提到两个重点。
So here he mentioned two points.
主若愿意，我才可以活着。
That if the Lord is willing, then I can be alive.
生命是可以控制的。
And that life is in the hands of God.
啊，所以当这个生意人说他要到哪一个地方去做买卖，他这样讲法好像是他自己可以控制他自己的生命。
When a businessman says that he wants to go to the city to buy and sell, make a profit, seems as if his life is in his own hands.
啊，其实生命是神控制的。
But the truth is, life is in the hands of God.
啊，所以如果强调我自己可以控制我生命，这样就是张狂夸口。
So if you emphasize that you have control over your own life, this is boasting.
啊，也可以做这事或做那事，就是说我们要做事情啊，要有能力，要有机会。
And to boast about doing this and that, when we do things, we need to have abilities and opportunities.
能力跟机会也是神赐的。
Capability and opportunities are all given by God.
所以计划可以，但是我们要承认神掌控一切。
It's okay to plan, but you have to admit that God is in control at all.
那我们在计划中一脚把神踢开，以为我的前途就是我自己在掌握。
If we kick God aside in our planning and we think that we are in control of our own future,
这个就是张狂夸口，我们取代了神的地位。
This is boasting in arrogance because we have replaced God.
所以十七节。
Verse 17, therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin.
人若知道行善不去行，就是他的罪。这个行善是什么？
What does it mean to do good?
啊，如果从前面读到后面，这个行善就是承认神是我的主宰。
To do good here means that to admit that the Lord is the Lord of your life.
啊，我们不承认神是我的主宰，否定神对我有控制权，这个就是罪。
If we don't admit that God has sovereignty over you, then this is sin.
所以圣经对罪有这个两个定义。
Bible has these two definitions of sin.
第一个，不该做的我们去做。
First is do what we're not supposed to do.
第二个，该做的我们没有做。
Second is to do, is not do what we're supposed to do.
好，那我们现在回来看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn back to the book of Romans.Chapter 1.
罗马书第一章十八节开始在讲罪。
Romans chapter 1 verse 18 on talks about sin.
人需要救赎，因为人有罪。
Man needs redemption because we all have committed sins.
圣经对罪又有用两个比喻。
And the Bible used two parables regarding sins.
第一个，罪就是病。
First, sin can be compared to a sickness.
而且是最可怕的病。
It's the most dreadful, scary kind of sickness. 好像
麻风病一样。
Such as a leprosy.
罪的结果一定会死。
The result of sin is for sure death.
好像麻风病的人到最后一定死。
Just like the people with leprosy, at the end they will surely die.
但在死的过程这个是很痛苦的经验。
But the process of dying is rather painful.
所以我们今天生活很多的问题，其实都是因为罪引起的。
Today, we may have many problems in our lives, and everything arises from sin.
特别人际之间的问题。
Especially interpersonal relationships.
第一个是无知，第二个是罪。
First is ignorance, the second is sin.
我们对神的旨意不了解。
We are not fully aware of God's will.
所以做错了决定。
So we have made wrong decisions.
因此引起我们生活很多的问题。
And therefore, that caused a lot of problems in our lives.
第二个是我们虽然知道神的旨意。
Second is that even though we know the will of God,
但是我们也去做。
But we still did commit a sin.
所以造成生活很多的问题。
And therefore that's caused a lot of problem in our lives.
因为所以罪就是病，生病就是很痛苦的。
So sin can be compared to sickness. It's rather painful to be in sickness.
罪如果能够拿掉，我们很多的痛苦就可以减少。
If we can remove sin, then we can lessen the pain.
那第二个罪就是债。
The second sin is debt.
我们在用信用卡的时候很高兴，好像感恩节快到了，你这刷卡东西就来。
We are very happy when we swipe the credit card, just like Thanksgiving is coming up. We swipe the credit card and the gifts come.
但是你接到账单就头大，那这个怎么付
？But when you see your bill, then you have a headache because you have to figure out how to pay for it.
所以圣经里面都有最终之乐。
The Bible talks about the indulgence or the pleasure of sin.
所以罪常常跟快乐连在一起。
Sin often is connected to pleasure.
正在享受快乐的时候，不会想到这是罪。
While we're enjoying our pleasure, we don't think that this is sinful.
等到快乐过去了。
Once the pleasure has passed.
这个罪出现了。
Then the sin will surface.
好像欠债没有办法还了。
Just as owing a debt that we can never pay back.
痛苦就从这里来。
then this, the pain comes.
所以为什么我们要很认真地对付罪？
This is why we need to be diligent about facing our sins.
因为罪就是病，最后是死，死的过程会受苦。
Because sin leads to death, and the process of dying is painful.
因为罪就是债。
Because sin is debt.
我们死的那一天没有结束，我们要跟神算账。
The day that we die, this is not over because we still have to be accountable towards God.
所以不是死就完了。
So death is not the end of it all.
死要面对神，要神要跟我们算账。
After death, we have to face God and we have to be accountable for what we did.
所以人生最大的危机是什么？
So what is the greatest danger of our lifetime?
是罪。
It is sin.
因此我们罗马书在提到罪从第一章十八节开始。
So Roman from chapter 1 verse 18 talks about sin.
那提到罪的第一点就是故意不认识神。
The first sin mentioned here is not knowing God on purpose.
我们看十九节。
Verse 19. 19, because what may be known of God is manifesting them, for God has shown it to them.
二十节。
20, for since the creation of the world, his visible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that were made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
这个地方讲神的永能跟神性是明明可知的。
Here talks about the God's attributes are clearly seen.
神看不见。
God cannot be seen.
但神的存在，神的永能，神性是没有办法否认的。
But God's existence, His divine attributes are undeniable.
为什么？
Why?
这个二十节后半句，借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
And latter part of verse 20 says, "Be understood by the things that were made, even His eternal power."
神的杰作是什么？
What is the work of God?
在诗篇里面说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
In Psalm, it talks about how people declare God's creation and the heaven declare God's glory.
所以你抬头望天上万象。
So if you look into the heavens and look at everything there.
低头看飞禽走兽。
You look down on the earth, seeing all the animals and creations.
这个就是神的杰作。
This is the creation of God.
你看不到神，但是可以看到神的杰作。
You may not be able to see God, but you can see the works of God.
那在神的杰作里面，我们看到三个特点。
We can see three characteristics of God's creations.
第一个，神无所不能。
That is, first, God is omnipotent.
他可以创造这么大的世界，你永远没有办法了解。
He's able to create this wonderful, grandiose world that you cannot even understand.
第二个，看到神的智慧。
Second, that you can see God's wisdom.
你看我们人的这一个人这身体里面多复杂。
And seeing how complicated a person's body is composed of.
里面有多少的化学元素。
And how many chemical reactions are taking place.
只要有一点点过高或多低，你就倒在床上。
And if anything is a little above or a little below the threshold, then you may be sick in bed.
但是神可以让这些化学元素很平衡的，这样一直活下去。
But yet God can keep everything in the perfect balance so that we can be alive.
你看世界上你找得到哪一个机器可以一直运作不要停运作八十年。
In this world, what machine can you find that can operate by itself for 80 years?
但是你的心脏跳了八十年不需要休息。
But yet your heart has been beating for 80 years and never took a moment to rest.
这个是神的智慧
So this is the wisdom of God.
第三个就是神的爱。
Third is the love of God.
你看一朵花。
You look at a flower.
有蓝的，有绿的，有黄的。
And there are different colors, blue, yellow.
为什么？
Why?
这是神的爱。
It's because this is the love of God.
因为神要让我们在他的创造当中来感受真的是世界是美好的。
Because God wants us to see how beautiful this world is under His creation.
所以神的永能神性借着他所造的万物让我们没有办法讲没有神。
So God's power and His divine attributes are clearly seen through the things that He made so that we can't deny that He exists.
21节。
Verse 21. 21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
虽然知道有神，却不当作神来荣耀他。
They knew God, but yet they did not glorify him as God.
也不感谢他。
Nor were they thankful.
就是头脑知道有神，但是他的生活当中没有神。
That means in their head they know there is God, but there's no God in their lives.
就是把神摆在旁边了，我过我的生活，神就是神了，跟我没有关系。
They have set God aside. They continue to live their lives, and God has no relationship with them.
啊，如果我们去 Google 一下哈，在美国多少人相信有神
？If you go on the Google search and see how many people in the U.S. believe in God,
你就发现哦，啊，本来大概88%以上的人相信有神。
And what you'll find is that at least 88% of people believe in God.
那现在一直在往下掉。
But is this status declining?
哦，所以相信有神的人比例非常高。
So the majority of people believe there is God.
啊，但是我们看美国社会很多问题。
But look at the society here. There's a lot of problems.
所以相信有神的人，他并在生活中有时候跟神没有关系啊。
Even though a person believes in God, but their lives may not be connected with God.
所以生活就过着没有神的生活。
So they live a godless life.
这个叫做知道有神。却不荣耀神，也不感谢他。
And this is what it means by even though they know God, they did not glorify Him nor were thankful.
因为如果我们要荣耀神
，because if we want to glorify God,
我们就会很谨慎我们的生活。
Then we'll be very cautious about our lives.
要完全跟神的话一样，我们就可以荣耀神。
That we need to be in complete accordance with the word of God so that we can glorify Him.
因为神的话一解开就发亮光。
Because once we open up the word of God, then it shines.
所以人如果完全活着跟神的话一样，他就会发属灵的光。
If a person is completely in line with the word of God, then they will be radiant.
那就是神的荣耀。
Because that is the glory of God.
那不荣耀神就是我跟神的话没有关系。
To not glorify God means that I have nothing to do with the word of God.
那不感谢神。
To not be thankful.
如果我们会感谢神。
If we know how to be thankful.
我们就会去过神喜欢的生活。
Then we will live a life that's pleasing to God.
但是如果我们不会感谢神。
But if we were not thankful.
那我就过我自己想要过的生活。
Then I will live however way that I want to live.
那这样的生活哦，把神拿掉的生活会有什么结果？
What's the result of leading a life without God?
下面思念变成虚妄。
Then they became futile in their thoughts.
我们人一生的果效从心发出来的。
The fruit of our life comes from our heart.
我要过什么生活是从我的心有什么样的观念想法来的。
What kind of life I want to live comes from what kind of thoughts in my mind.
那这个我们的想法变成虚妄。
So when our thought becomes futile.
就是说我们活了一辈子到最后得的结果是零。
That means we live our entire life, at the end, everything go back to zero.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们没有神。
Because we don't have God.
我们是为自己活。
That we only live for ourselves.
那我们为自己活，在神看起来，这样的生活是没有分量的。
If we only live for ourselves, in the eyes of God, this kind of life it's insignificant.
在神的天平称起来是没有重量的。
Because on the scale of God, this is weightless.
所以叫做虚妄。
That's why it's called futile.
像所罗门活了一辈子虚空。
Just like Solomon, he lived his entire life, but his life was in vain.
那接下去无知的心昏暗。
Their foolish hearts were darkened.
英文叫 foolish 就是愚笨的心变成昏暗。
The foolish hearts were darkened.
这个昏暗就是看不见。
Darken means that you can't see.
眼睛很明亮。
That your eyes may be open.
但是心很心里面没有光照。
But there's no light in their hearts.
所以人生真正的路他看不清楚。
So they cannot see the way of life.
没有判断力。
They have no ability to judge.
那22节。
22, professing to be wise, they became fools.
虽然看起来很聪明，其实很愚拙。没有神的人看起来很聪明。
The people without God, it seemed that they professing to be wise.
正是因为他觉得自己很聪明，所以他觉得神是一个障碍。
It's because they think that they are smart. They think that God is an obstacle.
所以不要神，我就可以我可以活出我最大的潜力。
So that they deny God because they want to live out their most potential.
那到最后变成愚拙。
But at the end, they became fools.
为什么？
Why?
因为没有神，你还有什么？
Because without God, what else do you have?
所以一个人开始过没有神的生活。
for a person to begin to live a life without God,
思念变虚妄,
the thoughts become futile,
心里变成昏暗,
and the heart became darkened,
在神面前变成愚拙,
that before God they became fools.
这三个都是负面的。
So all these three things are all negative.
没有神的人, 在神看起来, 他的一生没有一个是正面的。
A person without God, in the eyes of God, there's nothing positive in their lives.
好，那接下去23节。
23, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God to an image made like corruptible man, and the birds and four-footed animals and creeping things.
啊，因为没有拜天上的神，所以就开始去拜偶像。
Because they don't worship God in heaven, so they begin to worship idols.
啊，以美国来例子哈，1960年代最高法院决定啊。要把宗教从学校拿除掉。
In the 1960s, the U.S. Supreme Court made an order to remove religion from all the schools.
所以学校里面不能够有十诫。
So in the schools, they can no longer post the Ten Commandments.
学校里面不可以提到神。
So they cannot mention God in school.
学校里面不可以祷告。
They cannot pray in school.
学校里面不可以Bible study.
They cannot do Bible studies in school.
甚至开始学校教科书开始改。
And they also begin to change the textbooks.
把所有的神从教科书都拿掉。
They remove all the gods from their textbooks.
这样是聪明吗？
Is this a smart move?
所以23节自称为聪明。
Verse 23, that they thought they were wise.
但其实是愚拙的。
Professing to be wise, they became fools.
所以你比较60年代美国高中生的问题跟现在高中生问题大很大的不同。
If you compare the problems of the high school student in 1960s to the high school students currently, their problems are very different.
因为如果没有神，一切都可以做。
Because without God, then people can do anything.
因为没有神，我就是神啊。
Because if I don't have God, then I am God.
我主掌我自己的前途啊。
I am a master over my whole future.
我要做什么，我就做什么。
I do whatever I want to do.
所以自称聪明，其实是愚拙。
And therefore, they professed to be wise, but they were fools.
所以自从60年代这个决定以后，现在校园里面一大堆问题。
Ever since the decision that was made in 1960s, now there are many problems in schools.
所以罪的第一个开始就是把神从生活中拿掉，这个就是罪的开始。
The beginning of sin is removing God from your lives.
所以道德从哪里来？
So where did ethics come from?
道德是从神来的。
Ethic comes from God.
当神创造人的时候，
When God created mankind,
神给人有良心。
God gave men a conscience.
神给人有他的话语。
God gave mankind his words.
这个就是道德的来源。
This is a source of ethics.
那如果把神拿掉
，If you remove God,
那就没有一个标准了。
Then there will be no standard.
所以罪的开始就是人故意不认识神。
Therefore, the beginning of sin is when men deny God.
所以从二十四节开始。
Starting from verse 24.
我们看二十四节。
24.Therefore, God also gave them to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. 25. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creatures rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
这个从二十四节到三十二节。
From 24 to 32.
有提到神任凭他们。
Here talks about God allowing them to do what they want.
二十四节哈，你的翻怎么翻？或者说二十六节。
26. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions.
Give them up 就是神放弃了。
And that means God gave them up.
随便你了。
That God let them do whatever they want.
好像这个父母在教孩子。
Just like parents teaching their children.
是教做不听随便你。
They teach many times, but the children don't listen. At the end, they give them up.
所以有时候我们会听人讲，如果有神，为什么这个社会这么乱，神也不做什么？
We might hear some people say that if there is God, how come the society is so chaotic? Where is God?
如果回到罗马书，原因很简单。
If you return back to the book of Romans, you'll find the reasons rather simple.
因为二十四节提到神任凭他们。
Because in verse 24, God gave them up.
任凭就随便你怎么做。
That means God allowed them to do whatever they want.
心里存着污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。
That they are filled with lust in their hearts, dishonor their bodies among themselves.
所以就是开始人就放纵情欲，因为没有神了。
That means men begin to give into lust because they are godless.
神也随便你做，你要怎么做就怎么做。
And God gave them up, allowing them to do whatever they want.
那二十六节。
26. 26. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the nature used for what is against nature. 27. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural side of the woman, burning in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due.
Okay. 所以26节到27节到底在讲什么？
So what is 26 and 27 talking about?
其实就在讲同性恋。
This is talking about sexual immorality or homosexuality.
因为这个27节讲26节也是这样顺性的用处变成逆性的用处。
And 26 and 27 says that the exchange of natural use for what is against nature.
男女结婚这个是顺性的用处。
For a man and a woman to marry, this is natural.
但是男的跟人结婚，女的跟女的结婚，这个叫逆性的用处。
When a man marries another man or a woman marries another woman, this is called against the natural use.
所以在保罗那个时代已经有同性恋了。
So homosexuality existed back in the era of Paul.
所以同性恋不是现在才有的。
So homosexuality did not just exist today.
那再往推到创世纪里面，当时的索多玛就有同性恋了。
If you trace back into the history, you'll find that the city of Sodom at the time also had homosexuality.
那为什么神允许这个事情发生？
Why did God allow this to happen?
虽然现在人用这个 right 人的权利。为出发点在讲人性别性向的取向要尊重，不要歧视同性恋。
Even though now people claim to use human right to talk about protecting the rights of homosexuals.
但是每一个父母，如果你的孩子是同性恋者，每一个人心里都不高兴。
But for a parent, if your child is a homosexual, then you will not be happy about it.
这个是人的本性我们知道这个是不对的。
Because this is natural, we know that this is wrong.
但是我们在外面还是要去支持这个权利。
But outside, we have to support this kind of right.
所以神的本性告诉我们这是不对的，但是你还是要去做，神就随便你啊。
Because God's divine nature, in God's divine nature, this is not right. But men wants to continue to do this, so God gave them up.
比方说我们这个会堂1997年买的。
For an example, we purchased this chapel in 1997.
那要会堂交给我们之前本来那个教会的牧师要求跟我们一起 potluck, 就是一起用餐了。
Before we received the chapel, the former pastor wanted to have potluck with us.
1997是20年前。
And in 1997, that was 20 years ago.
那个牧师坐在我前面问他说这个会堂是做什么用的。
And the pastor was sitting right in front of me, and I asked the pastor, what is this church for?
说这个会堂就是这一区里面同性恋聚会的地方。
And the pastor told me that this church is a gathering place for worship for all the homosexuals in this area.
那是二十年前。
And that was 20 years ago.
我就想一想我跟你问你一个问题你不需要回答。
So I asked him, let me ask you a question, you don't have to answer me.
你是不是同性恋者？
Are you a homosexual?
想了一阵子他就说是。
And so after he thought about it for a while, he answered me yes.
然后他就开始引用圣经。
Then he began to reference the Bible.
神是爱，主耶稣爱什么，在解释同性恋是对的。
About how God is love, to justify that homosexuality is right.
他不是要改变自己来适合圣经的教训，他是要解释圣经的教训来适合自己的生活。
He did not change himself in alignment with the biblical teaching, but rather he is trying to support himself by referencing the Bible.
所以既然良心告诉我们这是不对的。
So if our conscience tells us that this is not right,
你还是要做，神还是让随便你啊，任免你啊。
But you still want to do it, so God will give you up.
啊，那这个任凭的第三个哈，就是第一章啊，罗马书第一章二十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 28.
Yeah.
28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do things which are not fitting.
29.
Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they were whisperers.
这个二十八到三十二节啊，成就任凭人存邪僻的心去过他自己的生活。
And here, verse 28 to 32, God allowed them to give them over to a debased mind.
啊，所以如果一个人真的尊重神
，So if a person truly honors God,
我们刚刚所念这些罪都不存在。
Then all the sins that we have just read would not exist.
因为有神嘛，神不喜欢。
Because there is God and God is displeased with these.
我尊重神，我就不做。
And therefore, if I honor God, I would not do these things.
我现在故意不若认识神，那什么都可以做了。
But if I deny God now on purpose, then I can do anything I want.
所以罪从哪里来
？So where does sin come from?
罪就是从故意不认神是神开始的。
Sin comes from the fact that we deny God.
那很多的罪就一直跑出来。
Then many sins will come.
所以到了第一章。我们看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Book of Romans, Chapter 1.
三十二节。
Verse 32. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice these such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
所以这个故意不认识神，神任凭他做，并不等于不会有什么 consequence， 不会有什么后果。
If they deny God and God give them over to do whatever they want, doesn't mean that there will be no consequence.
三十二节讲，神判定行这样事的人当然是死的。
And verse 32 that also approve of those deserving of death.
所以这个到最后一定会有一个结果。
Because at the end, there will be a consequence.
他不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
Not only to do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
所以借着文化的这个一个社会的传统文化这一个外表哈，这样在推动把这个罪往外扩张。
So they promote the sin in the name of culture or tradition.
所以现在要过一个敬虔的基督徒生活越来越难。
It is harder and harder to live a holy Christian life.
有时候我们在看为什么旧约这个使徒行传一次三千个人受洗。
If we read a book of Acts, how is it that 3,000 people baptized at a time?
甚至真耶稣教会的初期好多人洗礼。
Or even the beginning time of True Jesus Church, many people were baptized.
甚至美国八零年代的教会，好多人洗礼。
Or even in the 80s, the TJC, in the 80s, many people were baptized.
为什么人越来越少现在
？Why is it that less and less people were baptized?
有一个很重要原因呢。
There is a very important reason.
现在要来洗礼越来越难，因为生活要改变成为圣经的方式，越来越难。
It is harder and harder to bring people to be baptized because it is harder and harder to follow the standard of the lifestyle that's according to the Bible.
所以越来越发现圣经的教训是窄门。
So we notice and realize that the teaching of the Bible becomes a narrow gate.
那要受洗以后那个信仰生活这是窄路。
After baptism, to follow the way of life, it becomes a narrow path.
所以头脑知道有神，但是要来接受救恩很难改变。
Even though in your mind you know that there is God, but it's hard to come and accept God and change your life.
所以外邦人是罪人。
So Gentiles were sinners.
那从第二章开始。
So starting from chapter 2.
这就提到犹太人也是罪人。
Here it talks about how the Jews were sinners too.
如果我们看第二章
Chapter 2
第一节
Verse 1 Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things.
这个地方讲 你在什么时候世上论断人，就在什么时候论断自己的罪。
Whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself.
为什么？因为你所行的跟别人一样。
It is because what you practice is the same.
所以犹太人并没有因为他们是选民，并没有因为神的律法给他们，其实他们的行为就比较好，没有。
The Jews did not behave any better because they had the law of God or because they were chosen people of God.
所以外邦人犯的罪，他照样犯罪。
When the Gentiles sin, they also sin the same.
所以犹太人也要受审判。
So even the Jews will face judgment.
我们现在看第三节，请。
Verse 3, and do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God?
这里讲，你论断人，你还行自己的事，但是你以为能够逃脱神的审判吗？我们再看第五节。
Verse 5, but in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
所以犹太人活在罪里面，他也不愿意悔改。
Even for Jews living in sin, they refuse to repent.
这里叫做为自己积蓄愤怒。
And here it says that storing up, treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day.
那要积到什么时候？
To treasure up to what point?
神震怒显他公义审判的日子来到。
To the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
所以主耶稣来不只要审判外邦人，也要审判犹太人。
When Lord Jesus comes again, he not only will judge a Gentile, he will also judge the Jews.
在主的审判之下，犹太人、外邦人都是公平的。
And under the judgment of the Lord, it is fair towards both Jews and the Gentiles.
然后我们再看第六节。
Verse 6, who will render to each one according to his deeds?
这个地方讲，他要照个人的行为报应个人。所以到最后审判就是审判我们的行为。
And the last judgment day, our actions will be judged.
我们看第九节，请读。
Verse 9, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jews first and also of the Greek.
第十节。
Verse 10, but glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jews first and also to the Greek.
所以审判要从犹太人先。
So the judgment will come from the Jews first.
因为他们是神的选民。
Because they were the chosen people of God.
所以困苦患难加给一切作恶的。
Tribulation, anguish will give to those who do evil.
先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
And first to the Jews and also the Greek.
那第十节。
Verse 10.
荣耀尊贵平安加给行善的。
Glory, honor, peace to everyone who works what is good.
先是犹太人，后是外邦人。
To the Jews first, also to the Greek.
所以可见外邦人跟犹太人都要在神的公义之下来面对审判。
And from here we can see that whether Jews or Gentiles, they will face the impartial judgment of God.
所以神任凭他任凭人过什么样的生活，不等于神不管，到最后有审判。
So just because God gave them up to live however life they want to live doesn't mean that at the end there will be no consequence.
所以犹太人是罪人，他也要受审判。
Therefore, Jews are sinners, they will also face judgment.
一起来默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.